Market players are on edge ahead of anything the Federal Reserve might say about the future of interest rates.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. We'll know today from the chair of the Federal Reserve what her team is thinking about interest rates. Among other things, the Fed will release a grid that plots graphically how individual members of the Fed's Open Market Committee are leaning. Karen Shaw-Petru is managing partner of Federal Financial Analytics in Washington. Morning, Karen.
Morning, David.
So what are you going to be looking for in a few hours' time when the guardians of interest rates and stimulus speak?
That is indeed what they are. I will be listening to see how Chair Yellen deal with an emerging concern in the marketplace. Markets are beginning to show signs of really seizing up. There is a lot of fear around the street that any sudden shifts in interest rate could lead to significant disruptions. One of the major goals today, and what I will be listening for, is to hear Chair Yellen tell us they've got it covered and there will be no surprises.
Market players have been telling me that they're expecting interest rates to rise about a year from now, maybe next June. And what you're saying is any shift in that is going to make people particularly nervous.
Any hints, any suggestions that events could lead to change? The Fed has to keep its flexibility open because markets do change. Economic growth is increasingly robust. And at the same time, it has to say things will stay the same. That's a balancing act that will really challenge Janet Yellen. In other words, she has to say, I could change, but I won't.
Well, we will see what she has to say in just really a few hours now. Karen Shaw-Petru at Federal Financial Analytics, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
The retailer Amazon is releasing its own smartphone today. Much will be made of its screen, which displays information with a three-dimensional look. But like all smartphones, the new Amazon unit comes with a pronounced bias. While an iPhone has all sorts of ways to weave your life into Apple Incorporated, Android phones do that for Google Incorporated. Amazon wants you on Amazon. Susharita Mulparu is a retail analyst at Forrester.
Mobile commerce has very, very low conversion rates, and it is very difficult to get somebody to purchase on a smartphone. Amazon and companies like eBay are exceptions, and they actually own, quote-unquote, mobile commerce to the degree that, you know, companies can own it because the majority of mobile commerce that does exist is happening through those companies because it's relatively frictionless to buy. So that's the question is how much more can they reduce that friction for themselves or potentially for others?
No new telephone handset is a slam dunk, Amazon or no Amazon. Samsung has done well, but you may remember Nokia and BlackBerry. Marketplace Morning Report is a nonprofit, listener-supported service. A gift from you, yes, you if you can, in any amount, helps the Marketplace crew keep telling the money stories behind the news of the day. Help us end the budget year in a strong position by making a gift at marketplace.org by June 30th, if you could. There was a time that some said America was becoming a country of paper pushers and that we weren't actually making much anymore. Now, first of all, that was always a stereotype disconnected from reality. Secondly, look at what's happening now with what's called the maker movement, a grassroots trend toward constructing things rather than devising ideas about things. Today at the White House, there's a kind of trade fair to celebrate makers, and one of the people who had a role in shaping that is Jules Pierri, CEO of The Grommet, who appears from time to time in this program and is actually headed now to the White House. Good morning, Jules.
Good morning, David.
All right, so you have this gathering of makers, but before we get to that, remind us, what is a maker as opposed to anyone else?
Well, you might have called them a DIYer before, but what's changed is makers are taking advantage of new technologies like 3D printing or crowdfunding or the internet, access to other makers and manufacturing. It can range from something that you might consider sort of silly, like a mechanism that takes the cream out of the middle of an Oreo, to the payment system Square that many people know. That was actually invented in a maker lab.
So we're seeing this feast of makers at the White House today, and there's an announcement?
Yeah, so we're announcing the Grommet Wholesale. So what that means is if you are a Main Street kind of local retailer, right now when you stock your store, you are living in 1972. You have to go to trade shows, you have to listen to sales reps, you have to read magazines. If you can sit in your shop and basically access the very best products at the couple of keystrokes, that's a huge competitive advantage for these kind of retailers. Also, they do a really good job with these products. They can tell their stories, and the stories are everything behind innovative and distinctive and new-to-market products.
I got to ask you, though, Jules, Maker Movement likes to think of itself as more grassroots. Now you put them at the White House, the pinnacle of power. There may be, it's a cultural moment. Do you think something might be lost?
No, it's the opposite, because here's the deal. There's a lot more to be done here. This is a time when we need libraries and universities and schools to build maker hacker spaces in their facilities. So really, the administration today is encouraging people at all grassroots levels to enable that to happen. So no. We have a long way to go and a lot of opportunity in front of us.
All right, I don't want you to be late for your date to the White House. You better go now. Jules Pierre, founder and CEO of the product launch company called The Grommet. Thank you for this.
Thanks for having me, David.
Also, my digital crew here has devised a new app for iOS and Android units. If you have a burning desire to carry around Kai, me, Ben Johnson, or Lizzie O'Leary in your pocket, it can be found in the relevant app store if you search APM Marketplace. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. APM American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.